You've mastered your craft, but does your brand truly reflect the magic of what you do? Welcome to The Vignette Effect. I'm your host, Raquel, and this is your guide to building a radiant brand you love and that works for your business. Here, we get real about all things branding, visual storytelling, and the tricky business of being a creative entrepreneur. We'll dig into shaping your brand's identity, creating visuals that connect, and using it all to bring clarity and purpose to your marketing without overthinking. It's time to craft a brand that's not just beautiful, but memorable, and have fun doing it. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to The Vignette Effect. Here we are at the end of summer, and I don't know about you, but I am the kind of person who hangs on to every last bit of summer. So with the arrival of September and, you know, getting through like Labor Day and getting into back to school, there's been a lot of conversation about September like it's the arrival of fall. So my first instinct is to say, no, fall doesn't start until September 22nd. Don't take my summer away from me. But I understand that the shift is real. I mean, schedules change. There's a lot of, a lot of back to school energy. There's a lot of new routines. And a lot of that is really welcome. I will welcome it more when fall actually arrives at the end of the month, but it is the time to start thinking about how you want to show up for the next few months. Because really, when the beach days start to fade into the rearview mirror, all of a sudden you're looking at the runway to the holidays, holiday marketing, you know, all of the things that come with that. And then that quickly turns into the new year. And, you know, the other thing is like the new year. Yeah, there's always a lot of new year, new you things happening, but that's not my vibe in January. I am more into the deep rest, deep focus. It's a very quiet time of life, in my opinion, well, for me, in January. And so I don't have that like fresh start feeling like I know a lot of people do in fall. So this is actually a really great time to be thinking about getting focused on a handful of things that you can really do to move the needle. Because also, this isn't a great time to be doing a huge overhaul or like a big rebrand. And it will say, like, unless you're really changing things up, you probably don't need a rebrand. But the way I always talk about it is a recalibration. And so recalibrating really regularly is just about optimizing everything that you have and optimizing what's already working, kind of tightening up maybe things that aren't working as much, planning some things ahead, all of that. Because also, if you are thinking about the next few months, you're thinking about holiday marketing, and, you know, even if you're starting to have inklings of like where you want your brand and business to be going at like the beginning of the year, if you wait until October or November to start getting that together, it is just, it's like cramming for a final, you know, it's like probably not going to be your best work and it doesn't feel good. And it's this whole scramble. So now is really the time to be looking at all of that. And again, the good news is you probably don't need to overhaul a whole lot. Sometimes you might just need like some fresh eyes on some things, do a little rearranging, a little bit of clarifying and those kinds of things. So today I want to talk about four high impact areas to focus on. And those are going to be sharpening your message and, you know, making sure there's clarity around all of that and around your goals of who you want to be talking to, talking about making your brand visuals and voice really consistent, which goes hand in hand with the messaging clarity, and smoothing out your customer journey, and also prepping some key content ahead of time. So as we're talking about these things, if you're wondering kind of how to do that or how you might do that, how it applies to you, and you think you might want support in that, you can book a discovery call at the link in the show notes and we can chat through what that might look like for you. So let's dive in. First up, messaging clarity. I'm never ever going to stop talking about this because it's so important. And I just got something in the mail, and I'm gonna go ahead and call out this AG1 company, which I've never purchased. This is just a mailer that came addressed to current resident, which is me. And so I'm looking at this mailer, and the design is nice, it's like well branded, good photography, there's testimonials and all these kinds of things. But it says at the very header, introducing AG1 Next Gen, the best just got better. Listen, I'm current resident. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what that means. So sometimes you have to kind of step back a little bit and remind yourself that there are going to be a lot of situations where people are encountering you for the very first time, be it through a mailer addressed to current resident, getting to your, website through an ad or somebody else sharing it, or because they have searched for something and, you have search ads in place, whatever. Like there's so many different ways that people could find you for the first time. So when they get the mail or land on the website or see the social post or, the page for your product, is it really clear what you have and who it's for? I talk about this a lot and it sounds so basic, but here this probably cost a lot of money for them to send this out. And the very first thing I'm like, I don't really know what this is. Okay, obviously there's more to it than just that one line. And I can see that there's a hand holding a green drink. And then the next line is the clinically backed daily health drink. But still, I don't really know what this drink is or who it's for. Like, I don't know if this is something that I would want because so far none of it has spoken to me in particular or, anything that I care about. I flip over the back and it says, please enjoy your triple blind, randomized, placebo controlled, parallel design, clinical trial tested daily health drink. The what? So I might care about this stuff later on. All of these things might be meaningful to me, in like a day or two, or like a page or two, or an email or two, when I have any context for what any of that means. I mean, yes, of course, I can figure out what like those phrases mean, but again, like I still don't know what's in this drink or if it's something that would be beneficial to me because it hasn't spoken to me as being, somebody in their audience yet. So this is just one little example about how clarity is not a nice to have. It is what is going to make everything else in your marketing easier. Because if this said something that was specific to, an outcome that I'm looking for and, tied it together with what they actually offer, I might have like at least ordered a sample or been interested, but I'm looking at this and all I can do is kind of pick it apart. So when people land on your website or they scroll past a post, do they instantly know what you do, like who it is for and why that would matter? Not just in general, like yes, of course. Like I don't have like my head in the dirt. I understand that this is like a green drink that I can buy and drink, but why would I? Why would I care, right? So do a little bit of a self audit. Self audits can be a little bit tricky, so maybe ask a couple other people, but if you even just isolate the header of your website, if somebody was just reading that for the first time, would they know what you do and would they know if it was for them? So think about that. Okay. Let's move on to consistency. Once you have got, made sure that your message is clear, and this can change. This will continue to change over time. It can evolve, but I'm just looking at for the next, couple of months, meaning like the next campaigns and the next ideas and things that you want to promote. Is that really clear? Once that's clear, You want to look at your consistency. So not just like the consistency of like sharing or posting, but if I were to look at your website and your socials and your YouTube, and then I was opening your emails, and then I see your brand on the shelf, like would I recognize those things immediately as one thing, as one brand? Because that kind of consistency builds trust a lot faster, and it is also really gold when the holidays hit. Because if you're doing anything right now and over the next couple of months to kind of ramp up toward the holidays and getting on people's radars, it's going to be a lot easier. Like there's always got to be a runway of time, of like brand recognition, even if people know who you are, of just kind of being present before you hit it really hard at the holidays, because oh my gosh, does everybody hit it hard at the holidays? And maybe you're not planning on hitting it hard, but if you have products, like of course you are hoping that there's going to be like a great sales season during the holidays, right? Because people are spending more, people are shopping, people are also looking for new things, they're looking for meaningful gifts that their friends and family might really care about. So messaging and consistency is really important in being top of mind for people. Then, of course, we have the customer journey. This is something that often needs some attention. And a lot of people skip this area because it feels like it's going to be complicated, or it sounds like it's going to be complicated because they're thinking about sales funnels and all these things. It feels complicated, but it's usually really small tweaks that make a big difference. So, when somebody encounters you for the first time, is it really clear? You've clarified your messaging and all those kinds of things, but like, is it clear what they should do next or what they would want to do next? And once they get into, say, like an email flow or something, is everything really simple as far as the checkout process? I'll give you just a really easy example. If you send an email and you want people to shop, are your emails sending people, can they click directly on the product that they want, or are you just sending them to your website and leaving it to them to go find what they want? Right? Like just every place that you can make it really clear and direct for people to find exactly what they need to quickly, check out, just clarifying all of those little like calls to action and keeping people moving ahead and making the experience really easy for them. Because if it's not, they will often just bounce away for a million reasons, not because they're like, oh my gosh, this is not where I wanted to go. But I mean, people just sometimes get impatient, or they're literally waiting in line somewhere and trying to just do like a quick checkout while they're waiting. But then they're next up. And if they're still digging around on your website for something, they might just leave and not come back. So, that's just one small example. But customer journey, that's one of those like buzzy phrases that just sounds kind of complicated on the back end, and it takes a little bit of time to map those things out. But if you take the time to really map out what that process looks like for anyone from the place that they encounter you through the time of like working with you or just like engaging with you or being part of your email community or whatever it is, just thinking about all the ways to make that really easy for people and kind of acting like the host of your brand, just make things really clear and simple. All right, so let's talk about some content prep. And this is really specific to like the holidays, because it can be such a whirlwind, right? And I'm not even just talking about like the ads and the Black Friday and all that kind of stuff. I just in general, like all of the things that start to happen as the holidays approach, just everybody's calendar is more filled with all kinds of things that you're doing, that you're planning and creating, events that you're attending, just, it all starts to really add up. And so Making some time to like batch a little bit of content, it can be helpful. But if you think about like a few really key pieces, so let's say a holiday gift guide, for example, would be a really great thing to start thinking about because you want it to be really good. You want it to be really relevant, and you don't want it to just be like something that you whip up in one post at the last minute. You can be really thoughtful about how that can help your customer and how that can, really connect with them. Like just taking the time to up the ante a little bit, and instead of like whipping up content, being really thoughtful ahead of time about that content so that when the time comes to send the emails and all of those things, you've got some stories and some key information and, things that show like more of the real feeling of your brand rather than just like flinging something out onto the Instagram feed or whatever. So having those things in your back pocket is going to save you from scrambling because everybody's time starts to get really like stacked with a lot of to-dos as the months, head toward the holidays and end of the year. So the other thing about things like gift guides, well, if you have products, number one, if you haven't yet, now is definitely the time to make sure that you have sent any pitches to publication gift guides. Like that's really something that you want to get on. I mean, sometimes you can get into those more toward the last minute, but now September is really the time to be doing that. So, if you're not doing that, then it could just be getting some of your holiday email sequences in place, highlighting your best sellers, thinking about the strategy, the actual strategy of what you really want to focus on for like holiday sales, for example. So thinking about all that kind of stuff ahead of time. So as you can see, there's nothing in this that's like make sure that you like refresh your entire website, which maybe that's something you need to do, but you probably don't need to rebuild the whole thing. You might need to clarify it and make it easier to use ahead of holiday shopping and things like that. But you probably don't need an overhaul. You just want to think about what you can recalibrate in those areas of clarity. So again, we're never going to stop talking about messaging here. I talk about it with literally every single one of my clients. We talk about it all the time here on the podcast because it's so important. Then the consistency, looking at your customer journeys and content prep. And if we're going through these things and you're like, I don't know, then this is something you want to probably take a step back and think through a little bit because these little shifts can really make a big difference in things like the way that you are even feeling about running your business, feeling scattered and stressed. And like, that's not a good way to feel. You want to finish the year feeling really solid, feeling confident, like having things dialed in, right? So you don't want to wait until October, November, because it's already going to feel really late. A lot of the like calibrations that you want to make are not that big of a deal, but this all takes a little bit of time. It takes resources. It takes people on your team doing things. So identifying it is one thing, but then doing a little bit of work to make some updates, that does take a little bit of time. So any of those changes that you can start making now are going to carry you through that holiday rush and like just carry you through the next few months of ending the year and give you a strong start to next year. So just think of this as like a fall tune-up. It doesn't have to be like a total rebuild, but sharpening what you already have now is going to make the rest of this year and through the holidays so much easier for you. You're not going to be scrambling and you're going to feel really aligned and ready for the next phase of growth because also growing doesn't mean like it's not just about like hustling harder. It's about that this idea of like working smarter, not harder. That's what this is, recalibrating things, making things really clear. Can you imagine if I had gotten this mailer and it was actually clear that this is something that I would be really interested in. And instead, I'm using it as an example of what not to do. And I'm sure they spent a lot of money on that. So, yeah, AG1, give me a call. So, of course, if doing some kind of a reset and recalibration sounds like just the thing that you need before the end of the year, you can grab the link in the show notes to book a discovery call with me. And other than that, please let me know, as always, what questions you have and what kind of content you want to hear, because I love getting your messages and I love getting your questions, because this information is here for you. So help me help you with all the right topics. Okay. You can also send me a little note. I'll put my email in the show notes as well. And that's it for today. Thanks for being here. Till next time.